I think we need to talk about being the friend who actually gives a shit during a full-blown flake epidemic. Because we have rebranded being chronically unavailable as aspirational and chronically inconsiderate as boundaries, so we are fighting for our lives out here.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
Now, when it comes to being the hosting friend who is never reciprocated, I want to say first and foremost that I see you anytime I make a video on this subject. Like, people are always like, I feel like I'm always doing things for my friends and I'm never getting anything in return. And I know how that feels. Like, it is not my case now, but that took a while to get to. And I spent many years feeling quietly resentful of what I felt were really, really imbalanced friendships. And the reality is because they were. Now, first and foremost, we got to call it on any 90-10 relationships. That is to say, anytime you are doing all of the calling, texting, organizing, making plans, etc. Like, you can let the person know, flag it, say, hey, I'm just noticing that there's like a really imbalanced dynamic here, blah, blah, blah. Like, but if they're not like making really active strides to change that, it's a wrap. Conversely, grow where you are watered. If you notice that there are people who are really prioritizing you, checking in with you, making time for you, showing up for you, like, make sure that you are doing that in return. Also, remember that just like people are allowed to be flakes, you are allowed to not want to be friends with chronic flakes. I am not going to sit here and pretend like I've never canceled plans. Of course I have. I'm a human being. But I also know that there are certain things that I have to show up for, come hell or high water. So if you have a friend who is constantly bailing on things, not showing up on time, flaking, ghosting, canceling, whatever, like, you're allowed to not want to be friends with that person anymore. And there's a big difference between like, oh, can we reschedule our random lunch that we had planned on a Tuesday afternoon? And like, I didn't show up to your 30th birthday party with no notice. Similarly, people who are over-identified with being a busy person who are constantly packing their schedules and leaving very, very little room for friendships, like, that's a big red flag. There are certain times and life situations for everyone that make us way too busy and leave us with very, very little room for nourishing our friendships. But that should not be our constant state. We should be trying at all costs to not be in that state. People who are constantly humble bragging about their self-imposed busyness, it's a wrap. Capitalism gives us enough brain worms about how our only value lies and how occupied we are. I don't need that at home. But lastly, I just need to say this. If you are a person who is very intentional about curating your platonic relationships, who loves to host, gather, etc., like, you have to go out of your way to find other people who share those interests. Like, go to hobbies, meetup groups, social mixers where you can meet other people who have these same interests, because it's not even really about the actual activity. It's about being the kind of person who would go to a social activity, who wants to put an effort into making and keeping friendships. We do not have to keep grandfathering in relationships which are no longer serving us. We get to upgrade.